堂听 class.com。
欢迎大家收听我们 BBC Learning English 为您特别制作的节目，我是董征。
And I'm Helen. In today's program, we're looking at an issue that's very important to our lives.
Gosh, you sound really serious. What's this important subject?
It's about dieting and obesity.
Dieting, 节食 obesity, 肥胖。Oh no, do we have to talk about it today? 新的一年刚开始就讨论这么严峻的话题。
But it is something that a lot of people in the UK will be talking about in the new year. In fact, it's one of the most popular New Year's resolutions people make.
A New Year's resolution, 新年誓言。一般来讲呢，人们在这个时候都决心在新的一年里会更加的健康。
Especially after the festival season.
BBC Learning English.
在英国呢，人们在每年的十二月里都会吃的比别的时候更多。
That's what Christmas celebrations are all about. I think it's probably the same for the Chinese New Year. Am I right?
Yes, you are right. 在我们中国的春节期间呢，大家通常也都是大量的足吃足喝。
And if you eat and drink a lot in a short space of time, we call it binge eating or binge drinking. I've been binging on food and wine for the past 2 weeks.
暴饮暴食，大吃大喝 that's binging. 一般来讲呢，我们都知道这对身体健康是非常不利的。
And to make things right, this lady we interviewed on the street in London,plans to make a New Year's resolution to improve her health.
I do usually get to January and feel that I just need to be a bit more healthy and cut back on the food and the alcohol that I've been binging on for the whole of December.
这位女士说呢，她需要更健康的感觉。
And in order to achieve that, she's going to cut back on food and alcohol she's been binging on.
节制减少 cut back 他决心呢不能再像十二月的时候那么大吃大喝了就是说他想在新的一年里就开始节食减肥
Let's listen to her again
I do usually get to January and feel that I just need to be a bit more healthy and cut back on the food and the alcohol that I've been binging on for the whole of December
其实啊我也应该开始注意多吃一些健康的食品了 I really enjoyed my roast dinners and wines for the past few weeks
Me too, so it was a bit depressing to learn that the whole country is 200 million pounds heavier after Christmas and the New Year
Oh my god, that much fat 整个英国呀在圣诞和元旦期间一共肥了两亿磅
And on average, each one of us has piled on 5 pounds.
Pile on 就是增加体重的意思，真够形象的。直译过来呢，就是堆起来的意思。Piling on 5 pounds.
And Rosemary Connolly, a fitness expert, has been on BBC Breakfast Show to talk about how we managed to put on all this extra fat on our body.
It's 5 pounds of fat, which is, Louise was saying, that's the average that people put on over Christmas. It's so easy. We are less active. We've been very busy in the run-up to Christmas. Then we're less active over Christmas because. And there's all this extra food around that we don't normally have. And because it's Christmas, we'll eat it. And so it's really hard and to lose the weight afterwards, but it's very easy to put it on over Christmas.
I couldn't agree with her more. 减肥呀、啊、可不是件容易的事儿，尤其圣诞节的时候那么多的美食，很容易就吃胖了。
We are very active before Christmas, but less active during Christmas.
Active, 活跃的，多运动的。圣诞大购物可以算运动量够大的吧。
And that's usually a highly stressful activity for me too.
而英国在圣诞期间的食品也是很独特的，绝对是高卡路里的。
High in fat,
多油的。
High in sugar content,
多糖的。
High in protein,
高蛋白。
High in everything and totally irresistible.
而且都是令人无法抗拒的 irresistible.
It's 5 pounds of fat, which is, Louise was saying, that's the average that people put on over Christmas. It's so easy. We are less active. We've been very busy in the run-up to Christmas. Then we're less active over Christmas because. And there's all this extra food around that we don't normally have. And because it's Christmas, we'll eat it. And so it's really hard and to lose the weight afterwards, but it's very easy to put it on over Christmas.
This is BBC Learning English.
Hello, you are listening to BBC Learning English.
我们今天的热门话题呢，就是节庆假期过后的健康问题。
We've just finished our Christmas holiday, and now we have to face the grim consequences of overeating and drinking.
我们已经听到呢，有报道说，圣诞过后的英国全国人加起来整整肥了2亿磅重，就是说每个人平均长了5磅的肥肉。
I can hear alarm bells ringing, but don't panic. Let's hear Rosemary's advice.
对，让我们来听听健康专家 Rosemary 的建议和忠告。
And to be honest, if it's only 1 or 2 pounds, that's all you need to do. Just be mindful and just leave the chocolates behind.
All of a sudden, I'm not feeling that bad now.
Rosemary 呢，她说如果你只肥了2磅重，那其实是没有什么大问题的。
Rosemary said, just be mindful.
Be mindful, 要注意点。
Watch out for those chocolates. Don't eat them. Just leave them behind.
不要吃巧克力和其他甜食，这样绝对有助于减肥。
But there are other people who have put on more than just a few pounds.
If you have put a lot of weight on over Christmas, and some people do, some people put a stone on. This is actually 20 pounds.
Yeah.
Now, that is a massive amount of weight. Now, I'm not suggesting anybody's put that on over Christmas, but that's probably how much weight a lot of people have got to lose now they're into the new year.
我们刚才听他用到了一个英国最常用的体重衡量单位，就叫做 a stone.
Now, a stone, you might think it's strange that body weight is measured in stone in the UK.
那这一个 stone 呢，差不多有14斤重。
And you'll often hear people talking about their body weight in stone and pounds.
What's your weight then, Helen?
Well, I'm 8 stone and 2 pounds.
8个 stone 加2磅，那就是一共51公斤重。
Now, I was 8 stone before Christmas, so I've put on 2 pounds.
那比起很多人来说，你这根本不算严重的。Rosemary 说呢，有的人一个圣诞节就长了整整一个 stone, 那就是14斤呢。
And Rosemary also pointed out that 20 pounds is how much weight people are looking to lose in the new year.
这也是一个平均的数量。人们一般呢都期望能在几个月内减下去20磅重的体重。
There are a lot of obese people out there.
And it's definitely going to be a challenge for them.
Let's hear Rosemary again.
And to be honest, if it's only 1 or 2 pounds, that's all you need to do. Just be mindful and just leave the chocolates behind. If you have put a lot of weight on over Christmas, and some people do, some people put a stone on. This is actually 20 pounds.
Yeah.
Now, that is a massive amount of weight. Now, I'm not suggesting anybody's put that on over Christmas, but that's probably how much weight a lot of people have got to lose now they're into the new year.
One tough thing about trying to lose weight in January is that it's not a friendly month.
What do you mean by that?
Well, it's cold in January, it's dark outside, it's windy and it's rainy. Really miserable months. So how could you possibly be motivated to do anything?
绝对是要靠决心 determination 和专注 focus.
And there's no chance to go out in the sunshine and do a nice run in the parks. A lot of people don't like going to the gym.
是啊。如果你不喜欢去健身房怎么办呢？
Why not go to an exercise class? And if you can find a diet class that incorporates exercise, all to the good. But find some, you know, aerobics. Try and do something that suits you. If you love swimming, go swimming. If you don't. Try and find a sort of a fitness buddy who will go with you and encourage you. And that will really help.
That's an idea. 参加一个运动健身训练班 join an exercise class, 和别人一起减肥运动互相激励。
Rosemary suggested an aerobics class.
Aerobics, 健美操。一般这样的健身班呢每次训练大约45分钟运动量也比较的大。
You could burn off lots of fat.
燃烧脂肪 burn off fat. 我家附近的健身房呢就开设了不少这样的健身班有叫 body pump,Bums, tums, and legs, 还有 circuit training.
The key is about doing something that suits you. I like swimming, so I could do swimming classes, but I hate running, so I won't go on the treadmill.
是啊，和好朋友一起参加健身班，可以互相激励，一起健身减肥。
Yes, get a fitness buddy. Buddy is a slang word for friend.
why not go to an exercise class? And if you can find a diet class that incorporates exercise, all to the good. But find some, you know, aerobics. Try and do something that suits you. If you love swimming, go swimming. If you don't, don't. Try and find a sort of a fitness buddy who will go with you and encourage you. And that will really help.
We've talked about exercising, but what about food?
Dieting doesn't mean starving yourself to death. I think it really should mean eating more responsibly.
I think sometimes people go on a diet and stop eating carbohydrates, which is a big mistake. Carbohydrates give us energy. Go for foods with a low GI rating.
很多人节食减肥的时候呢，都尽量不吃任何的碳水化合物 carbohydrates.
And carbohydrates are food like pasta, rice, and sugar.
其实这样做呢，并不是很有利于健康，因为人体需要从碳水化合物当中摄取能量。
Rosemary suggested going for food that has a low GI rating.
But what is that? GI rating?
Glycemic index. And a low glycemic index is basically a ranking of carbohydrates that allow your blood sugar levels to rise slowly and fall more slowly.
这个 GI 就是血糖生成指数，基本上是把各种食物当中的碳水化合物含量分别统计，计算出哪些碳水化合物含量对人体血糖的上升和下降速度带来不同程度的影响。
I did a search on the internet, and apparently low GI food include many vegetables and fruits. But steamed white rice came up with very, very high GI.
那么 Rosemary 又有什么建议呢
Eat basmati rice instead of ordinary rice,、mm-hmm. new potatoes or sweet potatoes instead of the old potato type,、bread with grainy bits and not the white stuff. All pasta is low GI and breakfast cereals that are not so processed.
这个列表基本上是给西方人借鉴使用的。除了大米，我想咱们中国人日常吃的主食都没有列在这里。
Still, it's good to learn something new. For example,Basmati rice has lower GI than white rice.
Basmati rice 就是印度香米，是一粒一粒的，不像中国的黏米。
And new potatoes and sweet potatoes also have lower GI.
通心粉 pasta 的血糖生成指数也是偏低。
And nothing too processed.
Processed 就是加工 ，not too processed 未经太多加工的。
Well, it's been really interesting to hear from Rosemary about dieting and exercising.
I think I'll make getting fit my number one priority this year.
Good for you. Maybe you should join me in the gym and be my exercise buddy.
Super! 在我们节目结束之前呢，让我们来听听 Rosemary 给我做的最后忠告和建议。
The good news is that losing weight and getting fitter is a win-win-win situation. You will feel healthier.And you will look loads better, and you'll feel $1 million.
That's what I hope to be in 3 months' time. Getting fitter, looking better, and feel $1 million.
健康美丽 feel $1 million. 不知大家是否也在新的一年准备平衡饮食，为取得梦寐以求的身材而锻炼健身呢 ？Good luck to all of you. 我们下次节目再见了。
See you soon.
This is BBC Learning English.